There seems to be no end to the ongoing disaster that is the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. The main problem lately is water, radioactive water, that continues to spill from the plant. Just last week, heavy rains caused yet another spill. Well, we're about to speak to a reporter in Japan who brings a unique perspective to this story. As a kid, he lived just some 70 miles from Chernobyl when that nuclear disaster happened.
During the May 1st sort of Communist Party celebrations, everyone was out in the street, parading, waving red flags. And I remember my father saying that during that day, it rained an odd kind of yellow, orange, rusty kind of colored rain. And he said he felt extremely sick.
We'll hear more of Yuri Humber's childhood memories of the Chernobyl disaster in a moment. But first to the story that Yuri's covering now. He's been on the Fukushima beat for Bloomberg ever since the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami crippled the plant there. The utility that owns it, TEPCO, has been struggling to keep the disaster under control. And Humber says TEPCO's response to the radioactive water leaks relies on using emergency holding tanks that were never intended to be a long-term solution.
They hastily put together a lot of tanks. Some of the tanks were essentially, there weren't even one structure. It was several wall parts bolted together. So they had to put these up quickly. And these tanks weren't exactly designed to last for a long time or be used for such things as holding contaminated water.
So with all this in the background, how are the people of Fukushima, after 2 years of watching the government and TEPCO, the utility, kind of thrash around with incompetence, are they increasingly concerned that their home is really unlivable and will be possibly unlivable for the rest of their lifetimes?
There's a lot of the people from Fukushima who have been fairly grim and realistic from the start. I think one of the town mayors just said, I aim to get everyone back to our town in 30 years. He wasn't ever talking about 2 years or 3 years. He said 30 years. But realistically, I think anyone who is younger, who has children, they have tried to start life away from the site.
You know, Yuri, it's interesting. You're in the unique position of being familiar with not just this nuclear accident. You're from Belarus, and the town you're from is on the border with Ukraine, a mere 70 miles or so from Chernobyl, where the nuclear plant there suffered its own disaster, the worst such event ever. That was in 1986. You were 6 years old. What do you recall of that moment?
One strange visual that I still remember, and that's standing by my grandfather watching TV and being told about a nuclear accident. Of course, I was only six, as you said, so it didn't have a great sort of impact on me right then. But I remember everyone else in the room being completely quiet. The worst thing about the Soviet disasters compared to the Fukushima accident, I would say, though, is that the item on the news, which I watched as a young child, would have been about 2.5, maybe 3 weeks after the actual accident. Mm. What happened under the Soviet system was that the authorities, first of all, didn't take it very seriously. Secondly, they were very concerned about panic spreading. And people who were able during the communist time to illicitly listen to foreign radio essentially picked up on this news and started spreading it, you know, just word of mouth. In Fukushima, there's certainly concern that the government and definitely the company perhaps not telling us the full truth and presenting it as absolutely normal, as absolutely fine. But by this point, the public just don't trust that. But on the other hand, people can today in Japan check other resources, you know, decide for themselves, essentially, do they want to consume food grown in Fukushima or areas around Fukushima, or do they want to stay away from that? So I think despite all the problems of Fukushima, at least there is greater awareness of what's going on.
I'm wondering if, you know, living in Tokyo and watching what's happening 2 hours up the road in Fukushima, is there a parallel to how you perceived or your family perceived what was going on in Chernobyl on the other side of the border in Belarus? I mean, radiation, after all, doesn't obey any borders. Is it a similar feeling in Tokyo?
Oh, for sure. Immediately after the disaster, there were a lot of quite hysterical messages, people saying, get out, you have to leave. I have to say my family, the ones that lived through Chernobyl, were actually a lot calmer. I don't know if this is because it's a second time round.
Yuri Humber, a journalist with Bloomberg News, speaking with us from Tokyo. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.